In our first reading, St. James reminds us of how God wants us to treat with him, how he wants us to resist the devil, and he will flee from you, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And we have that sort of reflected in the responsorial psalm, throw your cares upon the Lord and he will support you. God wants us to draw close to him, as maybe in contrast to the Old Testament, where you think of Mount Sinai, where there's lightning and thunder and earthquakes, and the people were terrified of God, and so they wouldn't, and even God told them not to approach the mountain or they'll die, because they were unfaithful to him. They were hard-hearted, and they didn't have the grace that we have today, and so God had to treat them that way. And to keep them from sinning, he had to give them that fear. But that fear isn't gone now. God does not want us to live in fear anymore. He wants us to have the fear of the Lord, fear of offending God, but not fear of approaching him. He wants us to approach him. He wants us to draw close to him. And our whole Catholic faith is designed to draw us closer to our Lord. As we come to the altar, as we come to the Eucharist, as we come to, we have the sacramentals, we have all these tangible things that we can touch and feel and kiss and hold close and use our senses to draw closer to God. And this is what our Lord wants. He came to us first. God came to us and became man and lived among us, and he found his delight in the company of men, and he wants us to draw close to him. He wants us to have an intimate relationship with him, which means close, to be close to him. And in our even our prayers need to reflect that. And if we don't talk to God, we're not going to be close to him. You know, he wants us to be best friends with him, which means we must pray much. We must talk to him often. We need to talk to him in words that are intimate and close and personal, and we even see that in the words we use, the thou and thy and thine, and those words actually bring us, you know, make us think in terms of closeness to God. If we use the words you or you over there, and it makes us think a little more in a distance. So even our words should draw us closer to God in our prayers and in our thoughts. And Our Lady too is a help to draw us closer to God, and that's her role, to bring us closer to God, to draw us, to be that glue and that binding with God, to as a mother would always wants to keep the family close to their father and to their brothers and sisters. So she has that role of bringing us close as well. And God wants us to be close to him because he loves us and he cares about us, as he says in the responsorial psalm, throw your cares upon the Lord and he will support you. So let us nourish our closeness, our nearness to God in everything that we do in our faith and in our thoughts and prayers and works and efforts to serve God better.
Fructum ventris tuum.